Blog Talk Radio.
Were threatened back in 2010, so with a renewed spirit and a lot of help from our corporate citizens and generous residents that donated dollars, nickels, and quarters at supermarkets, we were able to generate the funding necessary to continue these wonderful games.
That was Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano, who for the third time in 3 years has saved the Nassau County Empire State Games for the physically challenged. At this very moment, some wonderful people are working behind the scenes preparing for the 2014 Olympics for the physically challenged, a wonderful event featuring young athletes who push themselves to their limits to realize their potential as determined young people and to inspire us, helping us to realize that the human spirit is unshakable and that we can do anything that we put our minds to do. Please visit the Victory Challenge website of the Nassau County Empire State Games for the Physically Challenged and help save the 2014 Games now. Feel free to participate as a volunteer or to register your child for the 2014 Games. Visit the website and download the forms. Make a contribution and help with the fundraising by visiting www.nassaucountypcgames.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andy Cooney. Come aboard my 16th annual cruise of Irish Stars. We're leaving for Miami on February 1st. Let's cruise the Caribbean with top Irish entertainment like Ronan Tynan, Noel V. Ginnity, Paddy Noonan, Andy Cooney. Hey, that's me. Along with many more Irish stars and attractions. Call travel professionals at 1-800-724-9511 or go to cruiseofirishstars.com. That's cruiseofirishstars.com.
Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. Hello. I don't want to start the program without wishing some special folks out there a happy Hanukkah, a happy holiday season, and a Merry Christmas. It's been a wonderful year, 2013. Many wonderful things have happened. The tree, the Rockefeller Center tree, has gone up. People are just wrapping up some of the shopping, holiday shopping. And we have a wonderful interview for you here today with a wonderful person by the name of Todd Wharton. Todd is the CEO and founder of Local Talent Connect, and he feels it is his duty and his responsibility to encourage everyone in the struggle to live up to their highest idea and strive at the same time to make the ideal as near as possible to the truth. His passion is to help others find theirs. And I think that's a wonderful thing in a day when it's very hard to find people who care about the fellow man enough to help them to excel and to maybe take things in the professional lives to the next level. Please welcome Todd Wharton, CEO of Local Talent Connect.
Hello, Todd. Thank you for being on our program today. I'm so excited to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays, Carmen.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. Isn't this great? You're my Christmas interview.
I like that. I like that. I should have bought my hat, man. I'm wearing a little Santa Claus hat during the interview.
So tell me a little bit about your family history. Can you share a little bit about yourself, personally and some professionally?
Yeah, of course, of course. Originally, I'm from Howard Beach, Queens. My family moved me out to Long Island, East Meadow, more of my childhood into my teenage years. Went to East Meadow High School. That's where I guess, became a man, I guess you want to call it. During that time, just developed a lot of friends. Even after high school, I was, I guess, like everybody else, I was trying to find my way. I went to school for a little bit. I did real estate, did mortgages. I was definitely into the basketball scene and just working all these different jobs, especially in restaurants, bartending, waitering, doing everybody did, just doing the grind every day, but having fun. And when you're in your 20s, you're not really looking for responsibilities. You're just looking to make money, have a good time, go out, meet people, date, and that's part of the 20s. But as you get older, you start to realize that, all right, now you got to start finding what you really want. But most people, a lot of times, never really find out, you know, what they want to do, and one day it just hits them. That's where LTC came about. But even during my time, even like now during the holidays, my mother and used to throw holiday parties, and before my parents got divorced, every year she'd be the host. She'd be making these great lasagnas and pinoli cookies and chocolate chip cookies and rainbow cookies, and it was just amazing. Like, Christmas is my favorite time of year. I love it. Like, it sounds corny, but I love it, man. It's, you still watch the Hallmark Channel, my mom's, you know, all these different It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Story.
Oh,
and
nice.
I guess doing all these things, when my parents split, I just continued the tradition. I was throwing parties at my house no matter where I lived, and I went from 25 people dinner parties to 150 people packed up in my house where I had it catered, had live DJs, just having a good time, because this is the time of year that everybody should come together and just have fun. That's the holidays.
That kind of sounds like my family. Sounds like a lot of fun. So who was the practical joker in your family?
That had definitely had to be me, and a lot of times it wasn't on purpose. I had that middle child syndrome, so it was a little bit of sarcasm, definitely a slob, because, you know, you can, like, if I wear a white shirt, you can actually see what I ate during the day. Like, my mother used to make fun of me, like, oh, you had spaghetti and meatballs, and oh, you had macaroni and cheese today, And then my brother's always kid around me. We had a good relationship growing up, and I appreciate him for that.
Do you sing or play an instrument or do anything musical in the fine arts or in the fine arts?
I used to play some instruments. Definitely want to get back into the sax, I'll be honest with you. I can sing a little. I'm not great. I guess I'm one of those people that if I sing, I should basically just sing in the shower. So the only people that hear me is my audience. Other than that, I'm more of a passionate person. I'm a lover of the arts. I'm a lover of the arts and entertainment industry. I have a big heart for artists from all over the world for what they do. It's an amazing thing. And if it wasn't for this industry, this world would be boring. And I can't even put it into words. I'm like choking here on my words, and usually I'm just flowing when I talk. But yeah, my talent is more about helping people than anything else.
I see. I know, okay, that you are the CEO of Local Talent Connect.
Yeah.
What inspired you to start the organization, and what does it do for the artist?
The inspiration actually came about, and I tell this a lot, I was running on a treadmill in New York Sports Club in Astoria, Queens. And there was just a lot of things on my mind between family, friends, and one of the biggest things that was on my mind was that in the restaurant industry that I've been in for a long time, everybody you work with become family, not even just friends and colleagues. Like, you see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And 95% of these people that you work with are happen to be artists from every genre that you can think of. But the problem is that most of these people work so much doing doubles, picking up extra shifts because one shift was a bad shift or they had a bad station, so they had to pick up an extra shift to make the money back. And the problem with that was is that they started losing their focus on becoming that dream, becoming that artist that they wanted to be. And before you know it, that dream starts to fade, and I call it the downfall of passion. Where it's not their fault. They just lose the drive to do what they love to do because they have to pay bills. They have to pay rent. And all my friends started moving back homes, all my family.
Wow.
and started doing things that they didn't want to do, you know, just to pay, you know, just survive. And it kind of pissed me off, to be honest with you, because when you put your time into people and you become really good friends with them and family, it's just hard to see them leave. Even though that you know they're still around, but not having them there is a big part of your life. So I realized there had to be a better way for artists to build their dreams into career, and I just realized that they actually needed their own network. And I launched it on September 2012 on my mother's birthday, September 21st, and dedicated to her. Yeah,
no,
she's always been there for me, and I wanted to dedicate to her, like, this person's been there for me. I want to be there for all the artists of all over the world. So I'm going to bust my butt every day while I work two jobs and get home at night and build this network from the ground up.
I admire the seriousness in your approach. And after having met you and spoken with you personally, I can see the compassion that you feel for the artists and the creatives in entertainment and performance. You also threw several red carpet events for independent artists, and you invited me to the last one, and I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was there as an artist and as press, and I think that's a rare thing, to be an artist and to be someone who's there to sort of scout and get to learn a little bit more about an event. Can you share what prompted you to create these events?
As an extra piece to Local Talent Connect, there's so many angles that I've opened doors to that I realized I can really just take this industry and just change it. And one of the things that the artists are always missing and always want to be a part of is some sort of event, like a red carpet event that would celebrate them as human beings and as artists. To give them one night where they're not in competition, that they're actually doing something that they love, and there are people out there that are celebrating them for that. And I realized, you know what, why don't I give the art and entertainment industry their own red carpet to celebrate the artists, to celebrate the unknown artists, the raw, the passionate, the people that do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw kind of like a pilot red carpet in August that went real well. Actually ended up having a lot more people than I thought. It was just under 300, I believe, from my first party.
Wow.
As an unknown event. And I realized that I was onto something, so I decided to throw a red carpet Christmas in December. And people were excited about it. You know, I had literally over 1,200 responses easy within the first 2 months, whether they were going maybe or not. But every person that said they couldn't go said we would love to go to the next one because we just can't go to this one. During that time, as anything pops up, there were always little problems here and there with sponsoring this and that. And I developed a relationship with Tranquil Water New York. And they were actually throwing their fourth anniversary party, and we decided that it would be more beneficial to the both of us to throw it together. So we called it For the Artists, which was a combination of LTC's Red Carpet Christmas and Tranquil Water's fourth anniversary. And it became a big success. We had, I believe, just under 500 people.
Yes. I saw the great turnout over there.
Yeah, we pretty much packed out the place, which is great.
Yeah.
With the unknown artists that we brought on, like Mia LJ, Jared Blues, Melissa B, Natalia Segoria, Sharif Clayton was there, the MTA artists, who were dancers that I pulled some off the streets, combined them with professionals and gave them a platform. We had the New York City Holiday Choristers. We have Joan Morantis.
Beautiful, too. I enjoyed the chorus.
Yeah, they were great. They were awesome.
It was great.
It was a holiday party. We had to have that. And
yeah.
I had Toriola Designs there. And on top of that, with Tranquil Water, we brought in celebrities to perform. We had Mario Winans. We had Ravon. We had Allure. We had Chris Rivers, Big Pun's son. And then we had a surprise guest. We had Mr. Cheeks come on stage from The Lost Boys, which is great. Mm-hmm. And we filmed it live. We had a red carpet. We had the Cupcake Cartel passing our cupcakes. We had Kelly Torres and a body paint artist there. It was just an amazing event. We had celebrities like Uncle Nino from Jersey Shore, Angel Salazar from Scarface, and the list goes on and on. And what ended up happening was it became an event not to celebrate celebrities and not to celebrate who's the name and who you are. It was to celebrate artists. Because that's what I saw that night. I didn't see celebrities. I didn't see unknowns. I didn't see anybody who wasn't happy. I saw a plain and simple artist celebrating artists, and that was the point of it, and it became monstrous. And from there, I have a lot of ideas coming up, and I definitely have a next event coming up that's going to blow people's mind.
The proof in that is that you blew everybody out of the water at that event. When you said that the event catered to the artist,
right.
It was very visible to me there. I saw fashion designers there. I saw dancers there. It was really beautifully put together.
Thank you.
I was really very impressed with, could see your love. I could see, there was just such a beautiful spirit in the air there.
Thank you.
You could, artists love each other. People tend to compete when it comes to singing or dancing or this and that, but there was, I could just see the love that the artists were showing to one another at that event, starting with you.
Thanks.
I could see how much you care about the artists.
Yeah, I care about them a lot. My mother was an artist. My brother owns a theater company up in Buffalo. So I grew up in that area, and just combining all my throwing parties all the time and always bringing people together, it was just an added thing that I wanted to add to the network. And it's not even just a celebration. It's also, I'm building one of the biggest networking parties of all time. That's why I always tell people to keep a drink in one hand, a business card in the other, because business works well when you're having fun. And when people are relaxed in their own environment where they feel they can talk to people without hesitating, it's like when a guy goes up to a girl and he goes to hit on her, but he's under that pressure. I don't want that to happen in a networking party where people are afraid to go up. I want people to have a good time. And that was the point. And on top of all this, we had great hosts that just made the night even better. We had Christine Vega, who I can't speak highly enough about her. She's probably one of the most amazing people I've ever met. And then her co-host, who's become a really good friend of mine, a big-time gentleman, great dad, Spencer Humphrey from Raw, who I met these two with Faye Farrell, who's the director of Raw. And then we had, on top of that, we had June Archer and Steph Lover, two celebrity hosts as well. So not only did we combine the artist celebrities and unknown, we did it with the hosts as well. And it was just amazing, just the love in that room was exactly what I wanted to happen. And I'm getting calls from different states that want me to bring this event to their state.
That was what I was just going to ask you. Like you said before, the artist, it doesn't matter if it's singer, dancer, designer, whatever. If you're in art, you're welcome to the network. Is there a particular age group that your organization caters to?
You're an artist when you are born, just right out of the gate, all the way to the day God says, hey, I want you to come up here and give us your talent. There's no set limit on age. It's from zero.
So we have a lot of Susan Boyles that might join the local talent connect network.
Yeah. I mean, it's for everybody. And that's why I tell people, there's a lot of networks out there, this and that cater towards artists. But mine's a little different, and I wanted to make it different. It's not even just the actors and the poets. I'm talking artists of every genre. I'm talking a martial artist. I'm talking a culinary artist. I'm talking an architect, a mime, you know, animal performers, anybody who's got the genre of an art, you know, because there are trainers out there that have their pets that happen to be in the entertainment industry. So I'm putting albums on my network that I'm building as we speak to cater to that as well. So it's for everybody who has a genre of the art industry.
And it's basically for networking. It's not, you're not necessarily an agent that would go out and get work for these people. These
not
people should have an agent or a manager already. This is your organization is mostly just to bring all of the artists together.
Long story short, everybody knows what Facebook is. Everybody knows what LinkedIn is. Everybody knows what Twitter is. But what happens is the art and entertainment industry actually needs its own Facebook. So that's what I've been building for the past year and a half. Everything you see on Facebook right now, I'm just, you know, occupying that so I get more and more people together. What a lot of people don't know is I've actually been building their Facebook for the past year and a half. And it's almost done. I'm actually going to be launching it midnight, New Year's Eve, at 12 a.m. This is for everybody all over the world, even the businesses as well in the industry. This is for everybody. This is going to be the first hub for the art and entertainment industry. So
is
they're going to get their own hub. It's going to be free for all members. They can just log in, create a profile, and they'll be able to network and chat and communicate with artists and businesses from all over the world. I'm adding everything that artists can possibly want. I've done so much research on every type of artist to find out, hey, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And the only way to grow is to leave your ears open so you can hear what people actually need to exceed in their careers. And And I even left the platform open where everything that people are clicking on, if people have suggestions that they feel that could help them, I tell them to email me. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. So
that's
the
great.
Events is just an added bonus. The events to me is something that I want to bring around the country and then eventually overseas. And it will be a place where we can take local talent and have New Orleans local talent meeting each other and celebrating. We could do it in L.A. We can take this event everywhere. Just picture like the American Idol, The Voice, You Think You Can Dance. Picture all those type of events, put it into one, and it becomes a celebration, not a competition. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what I loved about it when I was there that night. I could just see all of the artists really loving on each other. I mean, everybody was just so happy to be there, and there was no feeling of competition. It was just like a beautiful love fest of people who are creatives and were just there to have a wonderful time and support each other.
That was the point.
Now, Facebook earned its funding through advertising and that sort of thing. Does Local Talent Connect doing that? Or
yeah. All the revenue that I'm going to be bringing in for the network is going to be ads, advertising. And what the network is actually going to have, which a lot of people are going to enjoy, I'm building an LTC classified section. So I'm going to put a Craigslist into the art and entertainment industry. Okay, so it'll help people more get their stuff out.
Is it also free to the artist, or?
Well, obviously Craigslist's a little different. So if somebody wants to post, you know, like they're selling something, that's going to have a fee to it. But the network itself, everything is free. Everything is free to the network. All right, LTC Classifieds will be a Craigslist that I will implement in the network. So people don't have to use it. If they want to, you know, find an apartment or sell their guitar, yes, it's going to be a very, very small fee for it, cheaper than Craigslist, and it's going to be more confined. We're also building an LTC e-store where artists will be able to, you know, market their products more. I'm also building, as of Friday, I just had a great meeting, that I am incorporating an LTC magazine. We're going to have an online 3D magazine that's going to offer everything that artists always wanted, interviews, reviews, everything. Everything you could think of, we're giving it to the online world. And I'm also working on the LTC TV network that we're looking to pop on a cable network and then also implement it into the LTC network as well.
This
network is going to become a conglomerate. It's going to give the artists, and everything is free, to be a member, to have a profile, to connect, communicate, do whatever you want.
Wow.
And I'm going to give it to them. And I have a lot of sponsors, ads that are going to pay for all this. I want the artists to feel that there are people out there that really care about them and that they're going to have more opportunities now because, like I said, there are kids all over the world that don't have money but they have an access to a computer. And if they do have that talent, they have a right to have their voice heard like anybody else. And I'm building this network for that.
What a wonderful person Todd Wharton is. To start the first artist-based social network, Local Talent Connect, I paused the interview to introduce a song requested by Todd himself, titled Future, which is performed by the artist Music Soulchild. I hope that the words to the song are an inspiration to the young artists out there. Enjoy it.
It's Music Soulchild. Yeah, it feels good right here. It feels good right here. Come on, y'all. Listen up.
Dream.
Sharing that song with us, Todd, and with the audience. And now we resume in an interview with Todd Warden.
You must have a big staff underneath. This is going to be something pretty elaborate.
Yeah, I actually don't have a big staff underneath me. 98-99% of this has been me since day one.
Wow.
People don't really know much about me, but one of the things I still do to this day is I'm a server in a restaurant, and I was a server in two restaurants for the past year. I took up a second job to put money into my own company, so I was working 18, 19 hours a week. So I would work two jobs, come home at night at 11:30, go to sleep around 2:30, wake up at 6, go at it again, and then leave my house at 10 o'clock to go back to work.
Bless your heart.
I did it every day, and the reason why, there's a lot of reasons why I'm doing it. One, if you really believe in what you have, like you're really passionate about what you do, don't wait for people to hand it to you. Go out and get it yourself.
Exactly.
And work hard for it. Work really hard for it, because you will appreciate a lot more when it wasn't handed to you, that you know all the obstacles that you look back on that you were able to overcome just made the ride even sweeter. And part of this ride, I'm able to have so many people that backing me up, and I'm surrounding myself with just amazing people. And I'm proud, man. I met so many great people.
You should be. You really should be. We're working very, very hard. And you know, like you said, people should not wait for things to come to them. They should follow your example. I mean, a little bit of everything that we get in life, there's a little bit of faith that comes into it. Like we have to have faith and believe and pray. And then the rest of it is legwork. We have to get up off our tushes and get to work.
That's right.
Really. A lot of people think that it's just a question of waiting for it to drop down from the sky. It doesn't work that way, and you're the proof of that.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's not an ego thing. I do want to be the proof of that, because I want to show people, like, listen, I'm just like you guys. I just have a passion for what I do, and I'm working my butt off for it. And I don't mind working two jobs. I don't let my pride get in the way from where I want to become in the future. Like, your job is what pays your bills. Your job is what puts food on the table, allows you to go out, allows you to have fun. It doesn't define you. The people that you surround yourself with, and what you do and your morals in life is what defines you. That's it. So I want everybody to know out there, no matter what job that you have, even if you feel like it's beneath you, it's not. There's nothing wrong with working hard for what you want, because there is nothing beneath you at all. And that's what artists need to know. You need to realize that you need to work. You need to put food on your table. You need to take care of yourself, as well as build your career, as well as build your passion, so one day you can wake up and finally go to your career and not your job. And it takes a long time. It does.
It does. It takes a long time. I know this very famous American artist, performer, actress, very sought after person. I can't think of her name right now, but my husband and I were discussing her a couple of weeks ago, and she went from having been this highly sought after actress to, she decided, you know what, I've had enough of acting, I'm going to go back to work. Now, she went back to work, but you know what she was doing? She became a cashier at a department store. And I'm like, well, you know, this goes to show that even though this woman who was very famous, in her time, she saw it as work. She saw it
right.
as being respectable, making a decent day's living.
Yeah, I mean, that's a story. That's a story that goes on every day.
Right, exactly.
And,
I admire that, and I thank you for sharing that.
That's the point. And that's why I tell people, listen, your parents and family always want you to be happy. They always want you to have a great life. But sometimes when they tell you maybe you should do this and that, they're telling you that because they're just looking out for you. But actually, they're not, because you should be looking out for yourself. Like, this
right.
is your life. Don't live another person's life. Don't go down a path that's not yours. If you want to be an artist, be an artist. If you want to be a lawyer, be a lawyer. But do it on your own terms. You know,
right.
and if you really want it that bad, work hard at it. You got to have a lot of downtime. You got to have a lot of ups times. But that's life. Life is a roller coaster. And enjoy the ride. I mean, be blessed enough that somebody up there wanted us to be down here to improve where we are now. And the art and entertainment industry is the best improvement that this world has to offer. And I love it. I love the artists, man. I love you guys. And I hope if everybody's hearing me right now, I really, really do.
And I'm so thankful for somebody like you who has come along and has decided to start something big and beautiful.
Thanks.
And it's been, I know that it's a very sacrificial thing and it's an unselfish thing to do. And self-expression and is something that has been given to us by God, and I think it should be used and it shouldn't go to waste. And I'm glad that you're giving the artists a platform, you know, a networking platform from where they can, you know, grow and encourage each other.
Yeah, I just hope it all works. Actually, I know it's going to work. I just want to hear more and more stories every day that artists are now living their dreams because of something that I built. That's my goal. And, you know, I was joking around with Lucy Norris that one of my biggest goals is to be at the Academy Awards. And I just want to be up on a stage just one time and just be like, this whole entire industry is for you guys. This is not about me. This is about you. This is about the people in front of me. This is about the people watching on TV. And I'm going to say it right now. I want to thank everybody, because as I talk to you and listen to you and knowing that there are people right now listening to us, they're all either, you know, watching TV or, you know, they're doing something that has to do with the arts as we speak. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to forget that. I want people, when you're walking in the city of subways, to acknowledge the unknown artists. If you see somebody playing a sax, throw them a dollar. If there's somebody on the street dancing, throw them a dollar. It's the holidays right now. I mean, I'm hopefully looking into a couple of hospitals now where I'm going to volunteer my time Christmas Day to give back. I can't be with my family this year. It's something I have to deal with. But instead, I'm going to try to give other people my time to me being their family. And it's going to be an LTC gives back type of thing. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So Todd, tell me, who are your favorite singers or performers?
Favorite singers and performers. let's see. Well, hip-hop, let's start with that because everybody knows I'm a big hip-hop fan. I have to go with the Beastie Boys. Have to. Beastie Boys has literally one of the reasons why hip-hop's around today. They're just amazing. Three guys from Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, getting together and doing it. And, you know, God bless Adam Yoke, who passed away of cancer. They were also my charity at the event, the Adam Yoke Foundation. U2 is definitely another band. It was actually my first concert my older brother took me to. Amazing band. I was into the grunge age, so I will admit Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. Just go down the list. Love that stuff.
Okay, that's more my speed.
All right, I got you. But you can't deny the 50s and 60s and everything because, and even the 70s, you got Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, Barry White.
Hey, you know something, if I can interject.
Interject.
It wasn't bad music. In fact, I think that sometimes I feel that some of the younger artists are sort of grasping for a little bit of something new, and what they end up doing is they reach back, you know, they do throwbacks. to the 50s, 60s, and 70s in a new style, in a new way. So there was a lot of good stuff back then.
There's a lot of great stuff back then. And the part about the shame, the downfall that I'm seeing in this industry right now is that too many artists today are looking to do something that is not in them. They're not passionate about it. Everybody wants a spotlight. Everybody wants the billion-dollar check. But if you haven't noticed, most of the great bands and great artists, actors, whatever you want, the ones that stand out the most are doing it, and they really don't change their flow. Like, if you think about the older bands that are still around today, it's because they kept their vibe. They kept what they're good at. They're not trying to change the world by singing about stuff that they have no reason to sing about. They're just doing it because somebody said, hey, you know, we're going to give you this song. We're going to make you $1 million. You know, that's great and all, but I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I want to be somebody who made a difference not just to a year's worth of people. I want to be somebody who made a difference to the world, to the rest of my life. I want to be in Wikipedia not as a celebrity. I want to be in Wikipedia as somebody who took his heart and gave it to other people because what they do is what makes me want to work harder. And that's it. And artists should realize that. Don't do it for other people. Do it for yourself. Do it because you love to do it. Don't start making up different genres just because you think you have a niche and it's going to make you $1 million. Do it because this is what you love to do. If you're a great singer, sing. If you're an actor, act. Seriously, if you're a writer, go downstairs in your house, wherever, get a notepad and start writing the best poem that you can think of, and I would be honored to read it. I had a guy spit me out a poem at a Lisa Gold's Outside the Box networking party a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to post it soon. It was awesome. And he just like, hey, Todd, can you hear my poem? I'm like, yeah. And he did it with like four people in front of me, and we were feeling him. That's art, because he did it from the heart.
Right.
There's a logo right there. Art is from the heart.
That's right. I like that. A catchy phrase, art is from the heart.
So, I mean, and being on a show with you, you're an artist. I mean, you also have a show. You're also in art and entertainment industry, and you're getting more people, you know, giving them a spot, which is great. You know, unknown artists love stuff like this, and there are too many artists in the world that deserve the opportunities. Artists deserve to be heard. Artists deserve to be seen. And my goal with LTC is to help more and more artists, unknown, raw, talented artists, get more known. And not so much as being a celebrity like in Us Magazine, but more as a celebrity within their own community, being appreciated by their colleagues and their peers. That's a great feeling.
Being an exemplary person who has been very sacrificial and who has a very well-rounded attitude, I think that places you in the capacity to be able to be like a big brother or sometimes a dad or sometimes even a source of spiritual guidance to somebody who decides to go into the arts to find themselves. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, in the arts are people who are trying to find their voice for some reason, you know, maybe because of something that they went through in the past.
Right.
Or maybe they just, you know, there's something inside of them that is screaming out, that is calling out, and they turn to art, to music, or whatever form of art they decide to go into because there's something inside that needs to be fed. And to find someone who's honest, who can guide them along, who can be a source of support and strength, that's not an easy thing in this business.
No, it's not. <I'm>
you know that firsthand. Hence LTC.
Yeah, hence LTC. And I like the passion thing where we always say, like, LTC means TLC. And I just think what it comes down to is when artists wake up, they really need to know that there are really people out there that really are just saying thank you. Thank you for bringing your inner self, your inner light, your inspiration to the world.
Your
thank
color.
Thank you for bringing your color, the brightness. Thank you for bringing the sun out during the nighttime, you know, and thank you for having the moon glow shine on us during the day. For bringing all these colors together. And just thank you for the appreciation because I've heard so many negative vibes trying to do what I love to do. I've never heard anybody actually say you're doing the right thing. And I think what it comes down to is that's what artists really want to hear. They want to hear that what they do is a positive impact on strangers, that they get a standing ovation without hearing it, is that people are smiling because they made them laugh. It's because they entertained them. And that's one of the biggest goals in any business, is to really be appreciated for doing what you love.
What is your take in a situation where you meet an artist that doesn't quite have it in any way? They believe they may be a good songwriter, singer, poet, painter, but in your heart, you sort of realize that that may not be their calling. What would you take beyond that? What would your reaction be to that person? What would you say to them?
Well, I actually
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I don't. I don't mind being put on the spot. I mean, these are questions that people ask me all the time. Listen, everybody out there has these goals and dreams that they want to be, but there's something also called a reality check. Like you asked me before, am I a singer? Yeah, I mean, I've sung in karaoke, and there are people that actually really like my voice. I don't consider myself a singer, so I don't pursue singing. So people have to realize, are you good enough to build a career off this, or are you not? I mean, there is a reality check, but if people ask me, like, they want to hear my opinion, I'm very kind with my words, but I'm also very forthright and truthful with people, because some people that really believe that they are who they are, I want them to be that person. But if they're not doing good at what they're doing, they have to step back and reevaluate, what am I doing wrong? If you really think if you can sing, for example, but your voice is not that great, then you know what? Go to a voice teacher. Let that voice teacher bring out the inner voice that you had no idea you had.
True.
Because you might be singing with the chords, but not using them correctly to bring out those tiny bits of voices that everybody wants to hear that will make you sound better. Mm-hmm. If you're an actor, but you're not good, don't be stubborn. Go to acting school. Go to coaches. Mm-hmm. Have people teach you how to act. You know, if you think you're an amazing piano player or a musician but are missing different chords, then go find a teacher to help you.
That's true, because, you know, a lot of people think that you just pick up a mic and start to sing. It takes hours of practice every day.
Right, exactly. Whether you're good or not, you have to believe that you are what you want to be. That's the first thing. You have to believe it. You have to believe, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. Not because you happen to be doing it, this is what you're meant to do. You have to work hard for what you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And the best way to predict your future, you have to invent it. So invent your life. Build it. Work hard at it. You know, wake up every day living the life that you want to live. But always keep reality in the back of your head. Like, people ask me, are you an artist? And I told people, I've done modeling in the past. I've done acting. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not an actor. I got caught in being an extra role with lines in a couple of TV shows. I'm not an actor, though. I'm bad. I'm not a model. I was a heavy kid growing up. Yeah, I keep in shape now. And somebody saw something in me and said, we want you to model. And I ended up winning a competition in Florida. Brought me back in New York, got on a show, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not a model. I'm not a singer. I'm Todd. And I found my niche. I'm a person that throws holiday parties. I'm a person that loves to get people in a room. I'm a person that likes to help people. So I took all this stuff that I love to do and I made it into my career.
Right.
And that's where my reality came in.
Speaking of realities and what people need to do to hone their skills and grow, going back to what I said earlier about that actress that went back to, she didn't go back, she actually was nominated for, you know, Academy Awards and did a lot of wonderful work. One of the movies that she did was Laura. Her name was Jean Tierney. She at the very end of her life, she started getting sort of feeling like she was losing her edge.
Right.
And she decided that it was time to go back to becoming a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
She was honest with herself, and that's not an easy thing for an artist to do. And she said, "Okay, I'm gonna be a saleswoman at a department store." So she's the woman that I was telling you about earlier, and that's a good example. And I think people need to look to those examples. And she decided, you know what? I don't think I have what it takes to be an actor anymore. And this is somebody who, beautiful woman who did amazing work. Her name was Jean Tierney. And she decided, you know what, I'm going to go back to the real world. I'm going to hang up acting, and I'm going to, you know, become a saleswoman. And that's precisely what she did. And
yeah.
I think that artists should look to people like that as examples that, no, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I've been singing for many years, I've been acting for many years, I'm losing my edge, okay, now it's time to do something different. And it doesn't matter what it is, you know.
Right.
Hi, we've taken a pause from the interview with Todd Wharton to introduce a song that he's requested titled All the Above by the artist Mano. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Yo, Pan, you ready?
Yeah.
Man, let's lock and load.
Yeah.
Just Blaze.
Yeah.
No, turn me up.
Hey.
Hey, I think we got one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What I'm missing to be. What I'm destined to be.
Whoa, whoa. All the above.
And we're back. Thank you, Todd, for requesting that song by Maino. Very nice song. Now we're back to the interview with Todd Wharton, CEO of Local Talent Connect.
There are many celebrities today that were, like, awesome, where they had to step back and possibly do something else. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a part of life.
Right.
Life is unknown obstacles. You just got to deal with them every day.
Exactly.
And that's how you push forward. You know, life has a way of knocking you down, and I'll tell people, define yourself by how you get up. You know, and I agree with that.
I don't like to see people give up. I say, if you think you have it and people are encouraging you because they feel that you do have a good talent and you believe in yourself, keep moving, you know, keep growing, keep honing those skills, keep working on it, at it. But not to be disappointed if they find that, okay, so much time has elapsed and, you know, I'm not getting anywhere with this. Don't fall back into a deep depression. Go find something new to do, no matter what it might be.
Right.
What is a regular day in the life of Todd Wharton like?
Oh, God, how depressing. No, I'm just kidding. lately, because I've really been working hard for the past year, I put a lot of stuff on hold, like my personal life, dating life, stuff like that, I actually put on hiatus because I really wanted to get this off the ground. So my life basically right now has been working almost 2 serving jobs a day, waking up 6 in the morning every day, working on the network, and even on Facebook at the same time. I got 2 computers open while I work both every morning. From 6 to 10, go to my jobs, come back home late at night because I do a lot of doubles, because I'm doing these doubles to pay, obviously, bills and also to put into my network. And then I'll work about 2 in the morning, and then it's deja vu all over again. I've been doing that for almost a year and a half with, you know, obviously I'll go out once in a while. You know, I'm a big Knick fan, so I, you know, I go to a Knick game and go out on dates here and there, you know, because you got to have a life away from work for a little bit to keep you sane. But most of the time I've been 18-hour work days a day, and people are going to see all the work I put into it once it gets launched. Well, I speak with people from all over the world. I just, you name it, the time zone. Like, if I'm up at 2 in the morning, I'm speaking to somebody who's already up at 7 in the morning. So that's what it takes, you know, really, really making, creating what you want takes a lot of work, and it takes sacrifice. Sometimes you do have to sacrifice things that you don't normally would want to do, but it depends on how much you want it. Like I said, I sacrificed probably my personal life for about a year, year and a half, because I felt this is too important to just let it be another idea. So 20 years later, somebody else came out with it and actually worked hard for it. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be that person. I want to be that person and be like, oh, I should have invested in Snapple 20 years ago. And, oh, I had that idea. You know, I just never put, no, I'm going to be the person where I had an idea, but it's not an idea. It's reality.
Right.
And I'm going to make it reality. That's why, to repeat myself, the best way to create, you know, the best way to predict your future is to invent it. And I invented it. I took an idea and I made it into a product, and I'm going to make it into a very successful product. And it's going to be towards the art and entertainment industry. And the goal of it is to help artists. And this is too important to let go. Because I'm too passionate about it, and it's my baby, and I want it to become everybody's baby. I want it to be something that is going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. And that's what it's going to take. Where I have to give up my personal life a little while, then that's what it takes.
Right. I think that's wonderful, and in the end, I am sure that there's going to be triumph for you because your heart is in the right place. Name a current public personality or artist or historic figure that has served as a role model for you?
Oh, wow. People that are inspirational to me is everyday people, not just celebrities or artists. It's people that you see in the subways, people that you see in the streets, people that go that extra mile to think about others before they think about themselves. Seeing an 8-year-old kid give a 90-year-old lady a seat on the subway, still seeing a gentleman open up a car door by actually getting out of the car, walking over to the side and opening up. Watching somebody draw a painting because it's what they saw in their heart, they want to share it with the world. Somebody who goes above and beyond what is expected to them to make the world a better place. And these figures, especially celebrities, go on and on and on. I mean, you could think about it. I'm sure people right now are thinking about influential people in their lives that really made a difference in their lives. And if you really think about it, the ones that have really made the most difference in your lives is usually your family or people that you choose to have your family. My mother's big on that. She's the one that inspired me to keep the tradition running by hosting parties. My two brothers, my older brother Scott is an amazing businessman. My little brother Keith, as well as my older brother, are both great fathers, great husbands. My little brother owns his own theater company with his wife. That's an inspiration to me, that he's able to build a career out of what he loves and not only do it, but be married to the woman of his dreams and have two kids from it. My father, you know, we have our differences, but at the end I love him to death, and he's a workaholic, and that's probably where I get my workaholic syndrome from. So
right.
Having all these people around me are the people that I really, truly acknowledge.
Right.
You know, the one person I do have to show some love to is definitely Christine Vega. I mentioned her before, but I've only known her for about a year. But her heart and what she does to help people first, before she helps herself, is it's priceless. You can't beat that. And these are the types of artists that should be seen more and more in the world, not just because they had money or they had the power or they had the, you know, the influences to make it bigger. It's it's what she does and her drive is what.
Where can people find her if they need to get in contact with her?
Christine?
Yes.
Yeah, she's everywhere. No, you can find her on Facebook. She's actually, she writes the Daily Inspirations for me on Facebook as well.
Great.
Yeah, her quotes are just something to admire. So I had a meeting with her a while ago, and I said, you know what, I've been writing these every day. Why don't you do it? Because you obviously love to express your emotions to people in words that help them. And she was on board with it right away. But from day one, I met her at John Pilato Studios. From day one, she's been a big inspiration to me and a big backing and a great colleague, a friend. And these are the type of people that more people want to be surrounded by with. Christine Vega, Faye Farrell from Raw, Spencer Humphrey from Raw, my friends Kat, Carlos, Cynthia, Josh Rivendell. And the list goes on and on. My family. And I'm sure I'm missing a lot of people, but I have a list of probably like thousands that I would love to name. But I can't.
I would say you can tell who the person is by the type of people that they surround themselves with. And I believe she was there that night.
She was the host.
She was the young lady with the beautiful sequin dress, black sequin dress.
She had a silver dress. She was actually one of the stage hostess on stage. Yeah.
If people need to, say, contact you, is there a one central place that they can go to talk to you about an event or to keep up with
The best way probably to get a hold of me and my company right now, you can definitely send me a friend request on Facebook. Be more than happy to add you to the LDC chat room. If I'm around, I'd be more than happy to talk to you because I try to talk to as many artists as possible. They can email me at todd@localtalentconnect.com or info@localtalentconnect.com. The network itself that will be up midnight of New Year's Eve will be called localtalentconnect.com.
Okay, so localtalentconnect.com. Is there anything that you would like to share with future artists that will join, that you think have the potential to join Local Talent Connect? And with the audience itself, anything inspiring and anything that inspires you, a quote, anything you'd like to say?
What I really would like to say to all artists and all artists to hear is that live your life and make it your life. And if you really believe that you are an actor, an artist, a poet, no matter what genre that you believe that you are meant to be, do it. Work hard for it. Don't listen to anybody else but yourself. You are your own worst critic. So make yourself believe in yourself, because nobody else is going to believe in you unless you believe in yourself first. But you have to work hard for it. You know, don't be stupid by becoming a starving artist. Keep a second job. Put food on the table and work your passion at the same time. It's a lot of work, but everything that's worth it is worth the work. All right, I am living proof of that. And I want people to know that there are people out there that care about you. And this time of year is a time where everybody should come together and start loving each other and start helping each other. And it shouldn't be just about Christmas. We should have it as every day. Christmas should be an everyday holiday, because the point of Christmas is for families to come together and to rejoice and celebrate each other. So let's celebrate each other as artists. Let's help each other every day. Because in the end, we all live in one world. And this has nothing to do with race, gender, religion. You're an artist. You're a human being. We should all love each other. And we're living here to make this place a better place. So let's start doing it. And let's stop knocking each other and putting people down who are already making it. Let's just rejoice and look up to them and figure out how they got there. And maybe they can reach down their arm and lift you up and help you get there as well.
Yes.
And I want artists to know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for throwing such a wonderful red carpet event for us, the artists, this December. What a beautiful way to welcome the Christmas season.
Well, it's my pleasure. And starting this year and every year after that, we will be having a holiday party every year in New York City. Yep. I want artists all over the world to fly in and know that there will be a red carpet event in New York City every year to celebrate them.
Fabulous. That sounds really, really fabulous.
And the name of it every year will be called LTC Presents a Red Carpet Christmas.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on our program. I sure hate to close, because we've actually gone over the amount of time that we thought we were going to spend on the interview, but I'm so happy that, you know, you were able to clear this amount of time for us.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. And I'm kind of excited, because I know you're telling me we got some calls coming in, so... Definitely
yes.
Look forward to speaking to some people.
Definitely. And I'm going to ask the audience to please stay tuned. At the end of this interview, this recorded interview, there will be a live session with Todd, and he is going to be taking phone calls. So the telephone number that you see up on the screen, blocktalkradio.com/New York Podcasting Cafe, that's the number you would call Todd in. This is a public, an actual live segment. The whole world is going to be listening in, so we ask that you please choose your words carefully out of respect for Todd and for all of the people who are listening in the audience. So thank you for tuning in. And Todd, again, can you give them your address, your Facebook name, so that people can actually track you down?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/localtalentconnect. If they want to send me a friend request, if you're an artist or a business in the art and entertainment industry, just go to Todd Wharton, send me a friend request, and I will set you up on the Facebook network. And you can find me on Twitter at localtalentcx, and you can also find me on LinkedIn. And to everybody, not just artists in the world, but to everybody, I want to wish everybody a very, very, very happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and have a happy and safe New Year for you and your family, and be the artist.
Thank you, Todd, for being on our program. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, Todd will be back in about 5 to 10 minutes in the live session to take phone calls. So please stay tuned and get ready to make your calls. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Happy holiday.
Sniffing at your nose, yuletide cows being sung by a choir, and folks just up like Eskimos. Everybody knows, yeah, a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child gonna spy to see if reindeer truly know how to fly. And so I'm offering this very simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Me too. Both been saying many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, right there. Many times, many ways, a Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. Have yourself a merry, a very, very
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Carmen Amoros. We were going to do a live session with Todd Wharton, CEO of Local Talent Connect, earlier this evening, but due to outages across the country experienced by the telephone carriers, our show was dropped and we had a blackout, and along with a whole bunch of other shows that were taking place across the country. So it was a perfect interview, a perfect program with an excellent speaker, Todd Wharton, but unfortunately we were unable to deliver the live session of the interview, and I do hope that maybe we can make it up to Todd and you, the audience, and have him come back and take some more calls. Otherwise, if he's unable to do it, because he's a very busy guy, I wish everyone a very, very happy holiday season. Thank you, and again, we apologize. It was beyond our control. We could not help that there was a blackout. I hope you'll come back and talk to you in the new year.